Why is Kabbalah Satorah, or Matan Torah, divided into two parshiyos? The major part of Matan Torah, what happened on the first day, Sivan, second day, third day, and fourth day, are all recited in parshiyos Yisro. And obviously Matan Torah itself, which is what happened on the sixth and the seventh day, where we got it. What happened on the fifth and the sixth was left for Shishi, towards the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Doesn't make sense. Put everything in the same parsha. What kind of division is this, that what happened on the first, second, third, fourth, and seventh day you write in Parshas Yisro, and what happened on the fifth and the sixth day, they built the Mizbeach and they spritzed dam, and they said Nasiv and Nishma and all these things, that's written in Parshas Mishpatim and not in connected to Parshas Yisro. Why is this? Why should you divide Matan Torah into two Parshas? Not only that, but there's tremendous differences the way Matan Torah is written in Parshas Yisro, which is a action full of trepidation, full of being scared and charoda and pacha, versus what's written in Parshas Mishpatim, which is a very happy experience. In Parshas Mishpatim, Yisro, it says, Kolos uvrokim vanan kaved al lahor, heard tremendous voices and thunder and clouds on the har, and Har Sinai was mamish sizzling like a furnace. And it says, "Vayisyatzu b'sakta sahar," that they stood under the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a mountain and like a barrel over a barrel, put the mountain over them and forced them to receive the Torah. And if not, I'm going to turn the world into tohu v'vohu. Very scary type of experience. It also says that "Vayechrat kol ha'am asher b'machaneh," everybody was scared stiff. It says that everybody died after hearing the first words, Anochi Hashem Olkecha, and Hashem had to send down a dew, a towel, to be Machayim Mesem them, the Gemara and Shabbos. Obviously a tremendously scary experience. There's also the command of Hagbodah, which was given twice. Hagbodah means that don't get too close to the har, because if you touch the har, you're Chayiv Skila. And it was given twice. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, I warned them already. No, Hashem said you have to warn them again. B'fnei HaMaizah. Parshas Mishpatim. All these things are not written. And the only thing that is written is that it was Ke'etzem HaShemayim L'Tohar. That the whole area looked like whiteness of the Shemayim. And Rashi says, Hoya'or V'chedbo V'fonav. It looked like a life experience and a very happy experience. In fact, there were certain people that they ate and drank at that experience, and they saw Hashem. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally seeing Hashem. So Rashi uses it in a derogatory manner. That this is the way you makabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's giving you the Torah by eating and drinking. What a chutzpah! But the Targum HaMonku says not that way. It was a very happy experience. And it was joyous, and it was a celebration. So there seems to be, like Dr. Chekhov and Mr. Hyde, what exactly happened at Har Sinai? What's written in Parshas Yisro is full of trepidation. And what's written in Parshas Mishpatim is quite a happy experience. No mention of Hagbogah. Don't forget not to go too close to the mountain, things like that. All these things are not mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, and they're all mentioned in Yisro. You have to understand what exactly happened at Har Sinai. First, we're asking why a separation of the two Parshas. Why not write everything in one? And not only that, the way they're written is like a totally different version, Chas V'Shalom, of what happened at Har Sinai. This is one that's filled with charada, with being scared, and this is one that's filled with happiness. Third major question is that in Parshas Yisro, they did not say Naseh Benishma. All they said was Naseh. Hashem said, you want the Torah? Naseh, we will do it. which is a tremendous amount of loyalty. They didn't even say, no, no conditions. We will do. Whatever you say, we will do. And in Parshas Mishpatim, they say, the famous logo of Kol Yisrael, Nase v'nishma. We will do, and whatever nishma means, we will listen, we will understand. Whatever it means, it's a higher madrega. So why in Parshas Mishpatim is Nase v'nishma written? And in Parshas Yisrael, the only thing that's written is Nase. These are my major questions. Number one, why divide it into two parshas? Number two, why write a different version? Seems to be a different story. And number three, why did Nase v'nishma only come about in Parshas Mishpatim and not in Yisro? Yisro, all they said was Nase. So obviously, we're pointing to the fact that Matan Torah and Kabbalah Torah, there's two aspects to it. One is an aspect of Yira. One is an aspect of fear, and the same thing in Avodas Hashem. There's two ways of being Avodas Hashem. One is the aspect of Yiras Shamayim, and that's the way Matan Torah is described in Parshas Yisro. And one is an Indian of Ahavos, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Simcha, work of being Avodas Hashem and receiving the Torah and learning the Torah. Not out of Yira, like this. Take off your jacket, enjoy yourself. Well, it's a great experience. It's a happy, enlightening experience. That's what Matan Torah. And they're not contradictory to each other. You need both. If there's two parshas that say that, that means you need both. You need the union of Yira. You need by Yisyatsa Tazmar that this is the only way to live, and anything else is wrong. And then you need that happy experience of that. And I feel that this could be defined by the two cries of B'nai Yisrael. Nase, that was Parshas Yisrael, and Nase v'nishma, which is Parshas Mishpatim. Nase means like a eved to a master, or a nation to the king, we will do. That's how every nation said. You swear somebody to an oath, to that, will you do what you're supposed to do? The president, the vice president said, now I will do. Nase v'nishma means something else. What is Nase v'nishma? Everybody hears why it says Nase v'nishma, not nishma, but not person that's hearing them, let's do it. Otherwise, if you have a chance over the Shabbos, read the Beis Halevi and other Mefarshim, let's speak about that monumental question. What is this two and yom and Nase we will do? And we will hear. What does that mean? Simple pshat in it. We will do and we will hear. So you have to say v'nishma doesn't mean literally hearing. But rather, we will realize, after doing what we're doing, we will understand. Nishma also means understand. We will realize that this is reality. That this is the real thing. This is evidence. I'm not just doing something for the king. But what I'm doing, every mitzvah in the Torah is emes. There's reality that lies in that. That's the real thing of life. And that's the union of Nase v'nishma. And when you reach that level, that realization, that everything that I'm being commanded is not just to listen to the king, which is an union of fear, but I really like it, I really understand it, and I really realize that this is the real thing, then it's a different type of Kabbalah. That's the Kabbalah of Parshas Mishpatim. And that's what Nase v'nishma means. And I feel that that's why it's written in Parshas Mishpatim, that you have Tov Shishi. That's the guy in the first year born, it's Tov Shishi. You have to know all the Kabbalahs for a day set, something. And then suddenly Kabbalah the third. That's exactly what Mishpatim is. It makes it real. Business dealings, Kisik Nevinibri, all the things, Menorim L'Chaveroi, all these things are written to show that the Torah is not just a fearful type of thing and you better do it because it's the right thing to do and I know in my mind it's the right thing to do because Hashem is the real thing, therefore I'll do it. No, it's practical, daily type of thing. The second Malchus deals with all types of regular cases, Bein Adam L'Chavero, Choshen Mishle, and Eben HaEzer, and all the things of Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Torah is. The Torah is really a handbook in or a guide to how to live a normal, a regular life. It's not beyond us. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore a good part of Shas deals with things that we only had in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mikdash to his earth, but it's still, this is the guide or the handbook of how to real, lead a real life. Once we heard those halachas, the Indian of Mishpatim, then we had a different Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah, wow, this is the real thing. And not only my mind do I think it's the real thing, but I think in my heart as well. My whole goof is accepting. And that's why it says the Lashon is Vayikra Biaznei Ha'am, the ears of the nation. So the Lashon, Biaznei Ha'am, Vayikra Ha'am, both of the nation. What is Biaznei Ha'am, to the ears of the nation? Meaning that it was an envelopment of what they were learning. What they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just some zeros, but they felt inside them, it penetrated within them that this is the real thing, this is the real life, this is what life is all about. Once you look at Torah in that such a way, it becomes a simcha. Then I'm happy, I'm content. Happiness doesn't just mean, it's wild celebrations. Happiness means content. I now feel really satisfied. I really feel content in what I'm doing. My nasa is not just nasa. I'm not just going to do it for the king, but it's nasa v'nishma. What I'm doing is that I'm internalizing everything, the way I look at everything. Maybe that's why, according to this, we can answer our questions. We ask the question that why is it two different parshas? Why don't you write Matan Torah in one parsha? The parsha of Yitzray, that's where the Seraph and Dibras were given. Over there, that's where you should write. That's where you should write it. Why divide it between Mishpatim and that? The answer is because there's two aspects of Matan Torah. There's an aspect of Matan Torah of Yira, the realization that I'm loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why I only say Nas over there. I don't say Nas and Nishma. I have to be loyal by the negative to an Adam or a nation is to a king. That's Parshas Yitzray. And that's why, what is the introduction to that Seraph and Dibras? How did Hashem speak to B'nai Yisrael? What is the Lashon that is used? Vayidaber Elohim. What is Diber? Kosher. That's a tough language. Here, in this parasha, it speaks about Vayomru and Vayisaku. The Lashon of Kal. Because in Lashon of Yisroel, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach us by Matan Torah, holds us over a barrel that's forcing us to receive the Torah, that there's a certain loyalty, a certain yira, that trepidation that you have to have when you come to learn Torah. It's not just going to be a fun type of thing and I enjoy what I'm doing, but I have to do it. It's part of my life. Without that, that's for the moach, that's for the brain to try and comprehend. And then it comes to Parshas Mishpatim. After all the Mishpatim are given until Shishi, and I realize that Torah is really a down-to-earth, everyday type of life. They know the money dealings, all the type of dealings I have, the land where I live, the house, everything that deal I have in life is according to the Torah. The Torah is written and the internalized from the Torah. That's a different Kabbalah. That's not a Kabbalah of Yira. That's a Kabbalah of Simcha, or Mahava, content. I'm really happy with what I'm doing. This is my life. And the Nasa turns into a Nasa Benishma, which we're saying Benishma means I see the reality of it. I understand, I comprehend from my doing. I'm not just doing it for God, but I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing the real thing. I'm doing something which is reality. And that's why it turns into a Nasa Benishma. And all those trepidation type of things that we have in Parshas for Yisrael, but Yakra, and by Yanu, and they died, and he needed to be Machayim Mitzvah. All these things are changing Parshas Mishpatim. And therefore, you don't have to be give a Hagbali, you don't have to be tough. This is something they want. And as a result of that, by Yoichu, by Yishtu, by Yevzu, as a Hokim, at least according to the Targum Hoklis, Rashi uses it as a put down. But the Targum Hoklis says it was true, pure happiness, and even in their everyday things, of by Yoichu, by Yishtu, it became the real thing. I'm doing it according to the laws of the Torah. That's what Parshas Mishpatim is. The Parsha of Mishpatim is a tremendous matzana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. The Indian of Mishpatim, we say in davening every single day, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Mishpatim that he gave us, for the Indian of Mishpat, to live like normal human beings, but to see that that's the real thing in life. It's not some cake made up, some zeros, and you have to follow them. That's loyalty. That's important. And without loyalty, you can't live. But more than that, it becomes from the moach into the lev. And that's why we say at the end of davening, Sachlibi b'tzei rosecha, open up my heart. It's not only my brain. I want to intellectually understand it. I want to realize that this is me. That this is what I'm all about. What life is all about. That's when you realize the union of Parshas Mishpatim. That's the difference between Parshas Mishpatim, Natsu v'Nishma, to Natsu. And obviously it carries down into our, we have tkufos in our life. Some people have in their life, they could go their whole lives with Torah just being Yira. You know, I'm scared, I know it's the right thing to do, and I know God told it to me, and that's why I constantly learn. And when I'm battling Torah, I give myself a clap. I go, what am I doing? I'm supposed to be learning Torah. These are all things that Vayisyatsu B'Savta Sa'ar, Indian of forces, we're forced into learning the Torah. Not just to show them that somebody is holding a gun against our head, because we realize that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a real thing, and we're afraid, out of hero, that's why we learn Torah. But Torah can be a Parshas Mishpatim, take a Kabbalah as well. And that's important, without it you can't have it. But Torah can be a Parshas Mishpatim, Kabbalah as well. Of the Indian of Vayetsu Adolkim, you can really see a Kaddish Baruch Hu through the Torah. And you can have tremendous content, like Rashi said. Chedva, there was Or v'Chedva, the light and happiness they felt at Har Sinai. That's a tremendous feeling. And what happens when you have content? Suddenly there's no more strife. The Shteim Esrei Avonim, or Matseva, the Torah says, we all became one. And it says, Vayan Kol Ha'am Kol Echad Vayanru. Suddenly we turn into one voice. Because we're doing this out of Ahava. We realize that this is reality in life. So we become one. We're not going to have strife with each other. We're all doing the real thing. On the other hand, when there's Yira, there's the Balta, there's a hierarchy, there's Moshe, there's Aram, there's Hur, there's the Zakenim, and then there's the nation. It's not all one. You don't have the unity that you have in Kabbalah, Sefer, Parshas Mishpatim. So as Yeshiva Bachram, as people that dedicate their 12 hours, 13 hours, 10 hours, the amount of Torah that you can get during the day, look at yourself, know yourself. But try to work on yourself that the Yira should eventually become a Hava, because that's really the goal of all of us in life. Many of us, many people my age still, I speak to guys, but I ask them these piercing, penetrating questions. Why are you still learning Torah? Well, what do you have in Torah? What do you mean? Because I've got a Torah tomorrow who told us. They have that Yira still, which is a Madreka, Chas V'Shalom. I'm not putting it down. It's part and parcel of being Makabal the Torah is to do it because it's the right thing, and Hashem, he runs the world, and he told us we got to learn Torah. But you can also reach a level, and sometimes you hear it in a big matter, when things are popping, yeah, I'm learning that because of Yira. You're learning it, it's really a very happy kind of experience. You're totally in it. It has developed every part of every fiber of your soul. And then you know that you've reached the Kabbalah Satira of Natsa V'Nishma, which is our logo all over the year, all throughout the century, that we scream out and we say Natsa V'Nishma. Because Hashem, we should deserve in this second week, because it's probably gave us a prize. You have a second week of Matan Torah, it's unbelievable. And Chas V'Shalom is not two Torahs, it's the same Torah. But it's two aspects, two visions of how to be the Kabbalah that Torah, and not only should be out of Yiram, like we said last week, Nasa and the Kamal the Torah, but the Makabal Torah, the Ava, and Simcha, and really feel that it's, you want to know what the real thing is? Not Coca-Cola, the real thing is Torah, after Shem. And I think that's what Purim is, the Nasa, the Kimu, the Kibbalu of Torah, of, that we have during Purim, coming up in another 2.5-3 weeks, was a Kabbalah to Torah, not only of Europe, but it was a Kabbalah to Torah of Ahava. The realization that this is what type is all about. And if you have that pride, the Tamish of pride, you will go a long way in life. Nothing will stop you. You'll have problems here and there and there, but you know that you've reached reality in life. Have a good job.